go VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Amachono wabethu olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 21 enhlangula 2023 ngoPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhla ngizofana amaphepha ami kwi-nomination court okuvele kumele kwenziwe xa kuthi umuntu uzafuna ukuyangena kukhetho. Abantu bangimelele nje ukuthi ngizosebenza nabo. Yindawo esalele emuva kakhulu efuna i-development. Ngavele ngumuntu we-development. Mina sengiqalisile ukuthi imigwaqo, ukuthi amanzi, ukuthi amagetsi nokunye okunjalo. Wi-Fi laba i-person for youth ukuthi kube ne-digital connect.
Bekuyisiphithiphithi emithetho ndaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nomination courts ezabelweni zonke zelizwe.
Indaba ye-nomination fee isuke yasiphambanisa thina njengebandla ngoba besilokhu sile themba lokuthi bazayehlisa ama-fees but bagcina befika kusteji sokuthi besitshele sokuthela amalanga amalutshwane ukuthi baqhubeka nge-$1,000.
Abebandla ele-MRP labo benelisile ukuthi babhalise amalunga abo azancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka ku-nomination court kobulawayo. Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke unanza usuku lwe-Refugee Day izolo, abeZimbabwe kwelebutsana bakhiphe imizwa etshiyeneyo ngokuhlala kwabo elizweni elingumakhelwane. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Bekuyisiphithiphithi emithetho ndaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nomination courts endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe. Abantu bedlula abalishumi babiwabhalisile namhlanje befuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe. Kodwa kubika kube lokuxokozela ezigabeni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe lapho kubhalisa labo abafuna ukuncintisa ukuba ngamalunga edale lephalamende okugcine kubangela ubana abanye bakhethe ukubhalisa bezimele bengela mabandla ezombusazo abawameleyo. Kubika uEzra Chisasibanda weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo.
Abafuna ukumela amabandla abezombusazwe babuye ngobunengi obulawayo ukuzofaka amaphepha lembadalo yokuthi benelise ukuncedisa kukhetho lwama-harmonized elections olwenziwa mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi. Umphathintambo wezemali uprofesa Mthuli Ncube yena ufake amaphepha akhe emele ibandla le-ZANU-PF elokuthini le-court park kobulawayo.
Namhla ngizofana amaphepha ami kwi-nomination court okuvele kumele kwenziwe xa kuthi umuntu uzafuna ukuyangena kukhetho. Abantu bangimelele nje ukuthi ngizosebenza nabo. Yindawo esalele emuva kakhulu efuna i-development. Ngavele ngumuntu we-development. Mina sengiqalisile ukuthi imigwaqo, ukuthi amanzi, ukuthi amagetsi nokunye okunjalo. Wi-Fi laba i-person for youth ukuthi kube ne-digital connectivity.
Bekukhangelelwa ukuthi Ncube uzancintisana no-Dr. Thokozani Khuphe we-Citizens Coalition for Change. Kodwa sizancintisana nosakhulayo uMnumzana Phasa Sibanda we-Country Park.
Nxa sisuka lapha amaphepha esengenile akusamiwa sesingene ground isigijima sokukhankaswa i-couch participant ngekhaya. Ngazalelwa ngakhulela e-couch park so ngiyawazi okufunakalayo njalo ngiwumfana omncane osakwanisa ukugijima.
Ibandla lezabhulalo liyancintisa kulolu khetho. Umnumzana Andrew Ndlovu ufuna ukumela inkulumane uchaza kabanzi ukuthi kungani ibandla lakhe lingancintisi kumongameli.
Isizathu silula nje ukuthi zona la ma-fees vele ama-20,000 kuvele kulokhuyana for 1,000-20,000 akula ratio calculation yabo. So these izinto ezinye ezikhatha zivele ziyimigoqo yokuthi izaphu ibisifaka ama-MPs lama-councillors.
Umnumzana Trust Mkhonazi ngowezaphu njalo ofuna kumela iphumula yena besebotshiwe eqeda ufaka amaphepha akhe.
Ngithe ngiqeda ukufaka amaphepha waso ngasesiyahlala phansi ngisalinde i-process yabo. Wazosuka lo jaha omunye ohlala eceleni kwami lapha ngasengithika ngiphi i-contacts zakhe, ngasekubhala i-contacts zakhe ephepheni. Mina ngasenginyenyezela ukuthi ngitrust ma ngitrust ukwananzi ngisenze ukuthi mase ngifonela yinto engabotshwa
obemela entumbane edalela eparlamente mnumzana dikilizwe chuma we TCC ujiwe ngaphandle kodwa ugcine faka amaphepha akhe ezimele yedwa independent candidate
i-election ezwe entumbane wall ngaba bhuqa bonke ngizothi ngithe sibanda friends to them labo bonke ababekhona surprisingly I've been omitted from the final contestant. I was disqualified on the last minute. I received my disqualification on the 11th hour on a Friday at 11 p.m.
Independent.
Zangena still also saying again, if we fail to fight for ourselves, then we are allowing the system to be paralyzed.
Ukoko, Sanelisiwe Chuma, obefakwe ukutamele TCC njengo senator, kodwa bamvimba abanye bakhe ukuthi angene, uzonde okwamagama.
This is what my chance that I'm fanele ngibe layo mina ukuthi la mi fight yezona lezi. Iparty la yithi ngirecognize njengomuntu ukuthi khona bala abantu abadala labo. Ingazani izanu ngale izalukazi zigcwele khona ngale bayazininanzelela kanti mina enganazwanga njani
ozamela imakhandeni kukhetho luzamnumzana Decent Bhatila uthi iTCC yimuli ucela ukuthi babambane
into esikhangeleyo ukuthi sibe lo president olohlonzi njengobana silayo ubaba uNelson Jamisa njalo futhi singisenza njalo enelise ukuthi uza kuba le cabinet nxa sesingenile sesisembusweni wonke umuntu uza kuba lakho aza kwenza akula muntu ovalelwa phandle ngokunjalo akekho umuntu owinileyo akekho umuntu odliweyo sonke singamalunga ebandla
usenjalo abanye abebandla leTCC kuSenate lakuPR amaphepha abo bengavunyelwanga ukuthi afakwe kodwa kuthiwa aphuzile bekungakhanya ukuthi azathiwani singabuyike emoyeni amasingo eben kubika kulokuphoselana aqatha phakathi kwabasekela umeya walelo dolobho webandla leTCC umnumzana Colin Maboke nabasekela igqweda elilwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Martin Mureri webandla linye ongiyo losekelo lwebandla ukuthi ancintise elimele Maboke ucine ekhetha ukuncintisa ezimele ethi noyi abasekeli beZANU-PF babikwa labo beke bahluphana sebefuna ukuvimba abanye abakhethwa libandla besithi kababafuni idalele nomination court lihlale ezigabeni zonke zelizwe namhlanje okwamanje akwaziwa ukuthi izozala nkomoni njengoba kulabaningi abakade belokhu bengakenelisi indingo zonke zokubhalisa besabhekane lokunzima obugoqela kusilela kwembadalo lokunye ngiba nesitho 7 ngikobulawayo igama langu yenza Jesus Banda
lokhu esisedabeni lunye ole nominations court abebandla ele MRP lapho labo benelisile ukubana babhalise amalunga abo azancintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka uAnastasia Ndlovu weStudio 7 ubelethuba lokuxoxa nobhala obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kuleli bandla umnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo ochasisa ukuthi bakuhambise njani namhlanje
ibizwe lami ngumbonisi Gumbo oyemthakazi Republic Party lapha size ukuzoncedisa ama-comrade wethu ukuthi angene as candidates for ama-councillors kobulawayo
i-magistrate ngale lihambe njani kuma-MP
indaba ye-nomination fee isuke yasiphambanisa thina njengebandla ngoba besilokhu sile themba lokuthi bazayehlisa ama-fees but bagcina befika kustage sokuthi besitshele sokusela amalanga amalutshwane ukuthi baqhubeka nge-$1,000 esuke yasikhama njengebandla elingela funding kwezinye indawo sifandwa ngama-members ethu so kusike kwasehlula ukuthi sifilde ama-MPs amaningi kodwa sifakile abalutshwane emat south nabalutshwane futhi emat north lakobulawayo so sizobakwazi kusasa kumbe ebusuku namhlanje ukuthi abaphumeleleyo bangaka ama-councillors ukuthi la ma-MPs mangaka aphumeleleyo
lithini ngokuswelakala kwamabizo abantu ku-voters roll
into esiyethusa kakhulu sikhuluma nje kule 3 ama-candidates ethu lapha kobulawayo aseke yabiselwa endlini ukuthi bayodinga ama-nominators ngoba ama-nominators ade bawafakile kuthiwa kabonakali ku-voters roll kodwa thina besile siqiniselo sokuthi ngama-registered voters so omunye ushota nge-2 omunye ubeshota nge-1 so sebehambile ukuthi bayelungisa bephenduke njalo futhi ngapha ku-nomination court into esidanisa kakhulu eyenza ukuthi singabi lesiqiniseko sokuthi ukhetho lolu luzabe lu-free and fair August 23.
Yikwini elikukhangeleleyo kusukela namuhla usiyafika ilanga lokhetho nalapho sokumenyezela ukhetho impumela yokhetho
into esikhangeleleyo ukuthi kusukela namhlanje imedia ivuleke isinikeze lathi amathuba ukuthi sikhulume lokuthi sikampeni basipublicize labo enye into esikhangeleleyo ukuthi amapolisa engahluphi abantu bakithi engahluphi amacandidates wethu engahluphi amaparty officials ngamaclearance lawa abafuna abo 14 days labo 7 days sikhangelele ukuthi from now on ama candidates ethu akwazi ukungena through in fact akwazi ukukampena ezindlini lokungena lapho kumele bangene khona bekhankasa bengahlutshwa ngamapolisa.
Impumela yokhetho lithini ngayo?
Ngeyinye yezinto esicabanga ukuthi iqakatheke kakhulu for ama-councillors lama-MPs esikhangelela ukuthi kwenzakale according to i-constitution yethu ethi khona ukhetho kumele ku-announce ama-results within 5 days, njalo sikhangelela ukuthi kungabile violence njalo kungabile intimidation from state security.
Lithini nje ngayo indlela ukhetho luhleleke ngayo oluka-2023?
Okwakhathesi in terms of nomination izethu ayihangi isithwalise nzima basitshela kusesele sikhathi bathi sibise amafomu and besilethile amafomu abanye balethe 3 days back 4 days back. So in terms of i-actual process ngapha angeke sikhale kangako, kodwa i-process eyiyo eqakathekileyo ngecampaign yiyo esingala freedom khona ukuthi sikhulume labantu, sikhankase, sifake ama-posters ethu, senze imihlangano because amapolisa abesiharasa every now and then.
Lo bekungumnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo unobhala obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko ebandleni ele-MRP. Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke unanza usuku ole World Refugee Day izolo, abeZimbabwe weleBotswana bakhiphe imizwa etshiyeneyo ngokuhlala kwabo elizweni elingumakhelwane. Kukanti ke abayiziphepheli bona bekhala ngokuthi ngabe bayakhitshwa ezinkambeni bafakwe emphakathini. Intethele zindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Noma nje sekusele ihlekana labeZimbabwe abayisiphephele abahlala enkambeni yeDukwi engaphandle kwedolobho leFrancistown, kulokho kulabaningi abangaphandle abangena kuleli lizwe bezodinga ukuziphilisa. Abanye bathi noma nje kunzima ukuphila ngaphandle kwelizwe akufani lekhaya lapho amathuba omsebenzi kanye lawo umnotho esiya encipha. Umnumzana Faithon Sibanda wasuka eZimbabwe ngomnyaka 1999 uthi eBotswana kuyaphileka yenaso, wenelisa ukuvula ibhizimusi noma nje wafika ngumuntu owayesenza imisenjezanyana ama-peace jobs.
Impilo yethu lapha eBotswana njengoba sitshiyeni nendlela esiphila ngazo sitshiyeni. Thina esiku-construction hhayi siyadobhadobha sibili umsebenzi siyayithola. Ngikhulume esayidini yami mina ngiyayidobhadobha sibili. Eminye imisebenzi kambe kuni i-reputation yakho injani, uthi uphila njani nabantu, ungaphuma umsebenzi wenza kanjani, wenza kahle kumbe usuthi ungaboni imali ubusunyamalala.
Uthi ngitsho la kwezinye inhlangothi ezifana lemsebenzi ezandla lokho yamathuba ekhona kwabeZimbabwe.
Sebenza amathuba emisebenzi maningi ngoba sikhathi sezulu abacenti abazozokwenza vele kuningi kakhulu. Laba afuna ukuthi umsebenzi usebenze emasimini lezinkomeni kuningi kakhulu uyatholakala. Ohlabela ama-advert anibe badinga abantu abanjengalabo ye kuyatholakala sibi umsebenzi ukhona. Ekuphileni moya kuphile kangcono sibi amangamani. Yaphile kangcono abantu bonke abasuke ekhavesidalamba mbona balutshwane umuntu angathi sefungukile kangoba basedubeke kakhulu.
Unkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda yena osebenza njengomphathisikolo eHabroni uthi la mathuba abomama abaphume bangena kwele Botswana akhona.
Ngombono wami omama labobaba abaselizweni leBotswana balama opportunities alinganayo, sokusiya nje ngomuntu ukuthi umuntu yena uzimisele kangakanani kulokho akufunayo. Nxa uzimisele njalo ukhuthele usebenza kakhulu uyaphumelela konke okwenzayo. Okungaba yi-disadvantage kungaba kubomama ekuthini ezikhathini eziningi abantu abangomama bakhangelelwa phansi njalo kulalokho esikubiza sithi yi-GBV, gender based violence.
Ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga lesiphepheli izolo eDukwi, oZimbabwe bekhuluma emele isiphepheli unkosazana Patience Dakaona, ucele uhulumende weBotswana ukuthi abakhulule baphume enkambeni bangene bayihlala emphakathini labo.
Iningi leziphepheli ngelivela emazweni elingasoke libuye likhona. Isifiso sethu ukuthi uhulumende angezelele inani leziphepheli elingeniswa kumphakathi.
Ngokunjalo obemele inhlanganiso yesiphepheli umhlaba wonke jikelele e-United Nations High Commission for Refugees, uMnumzana Igosi Yabhanu, ulandule imbiko ethabe zibabha ababehlala enkambeni yeDukwi babuyiselwa ekhaya ngokubanjwa ngamandla.
I think it was a good movement and good repatriation, and I'm hearing that some Zimbabwe...
Ngokubona kwami babuyiselwa ekhaya kuhle. Ngizwa kule mbiko ethi abanye babo sebaphenduka bezodinga imisebenzi lamanye amathuba okuziphilisa kwele Botswana.
Noma nje inombolo zitshengisa ukuthi kusele isiphepheli zezimbabwe ezingaphansi kwamashumi amabili enkambeni yeDukwi, ababuya bezophephela izathu zembusazwe kule nkulungwane lenkulungwane zabanye abahlala phandle bona bangena bezodinga amathuba okuziphilisa, labo abangabalelwayo ukuthi yiziphepheli zokuhlukuluzwa ngumnotho welizwe langokuswelakala kwendlela zokunakekela ababizwa ngesiNgisi ukuthi ngama-economic refugees. Inombolo zogatsha lukahulumende weZimbabwe olwezim states ziveza ukuthi kulabe Zimbabwe abaphose befike inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu, i-48,000 abangena kwele Botswana kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2012. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabon kwele Botswana.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, indodana kamongameli Joe Biden welemelika uHunter usevumelene labatshutshisi ukuthi uzavuma amacala amathathu awetheswayo aphathelane lokungahlawuli imithelo yakhe ngemfanelo kanye lokuba lombhobho yena esebenzisa izidakamizwa. Umsakazi weVoice of America uthi uHunter uzavuma amacala amabili awokwehluleka ukubhadala imithelo eye-federal tax ngomnyaka 2017 lango-2018. Icala lezidakamizwa lona lisukela ekuthini ngo-2018 uHunter wathenga umbhobho waqamba amanga kwababamthengiselayo esithi akasebenzisi izidakamizwa kodwa esazimhlophe ukubana wayesebenzisa i-cocaine. UHunter yena oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amahlanu lantathu 53 ubikwa engasoze yapike kodwa ulakho kujeziswa phansi kohlelo oleprobation lokumfakela imigoqo yokuthi phakathi kweminyaka ethize kumele aziphathe kuhle engadali amacala. Esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha okumayelana labadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje uGibbs Dube uxoxa lomnumzana Joe Busani Masuku ohlala kwele South Africa.
Nangise South Africa endaweni yase Cresta.
Uye kunjani eCresta kona?
Hayi, engakusho ukuthi ku right khona, but niyazi baba, there's nothing sweeter than home.
Njalo qhubeka baba.
Yebo, njalo nje nokuhlalela evalweni ngalezi zinto ezenzakalayo, boma deep sloot, Pitoli into efana naleyo. So isenza ukuthi nanxa sisebenza sigcine sisebenza ngetrauma into efana naleyo.
Ukugcina kusuka buhlungu ukuthi usebenze khona.
Yebo, ngoba awukwazi okulandelayo ngoba usungathulele ngasemalokishini thola ukuthi umuntu akungenela asithi ngipoyisa, thola ukuthi akulona ipoyisa nje ngumuntu nje ofuna ukuzokureyida kuthathe into zakho.
Ye, so singathi wena kuyini okwakususa ekhaya waze wafika khona ngapho nxa wasela kwamafutshane?
Mina okwangisusa ekhaya ukuthi ngingubaba, ngineminyaka ewu-36, nginey'ngane ey'ntathu zamantombazane eziyukuthi zidinga ukuthi ngizikhulise, ngizibone zisiba nekusasa elihle nazo. Ngisenabazali, umama nobaba sebegugile, umama nawo una-67, and then ubaba naye ulanda naye 78 khona lapho. So okuwukuthi I'm a breadwinner mina ngakithi, okuthi wonke umuntu usuke ebhekele mina ukuthi ngifake ukudla etafuleni. ukuthi abantwana bami mina bahlala kuBulawayo, so ngiyenza show ukuthi kuBulawayo kufuze ngisende ukuthi bedle bebhadale irenti bebhadale igezi, ngoba phela ugesi wakuBulawayo akusilo wethu lo esiwujubhela lapha ebalokishini. Na nasekhaya kunjalo, ngiyenza show ukuthi ubaba naye thole okokuthi elusise umfana wenkomo, naye bekwazi ukugayisa ma kuholwa befuna la amadola wabo, bekwazi nabo ukubhadala. So I always make sure ukuthi ngiyathumezela ekhaya. So yiyo le nto yangenza ukuthi ngisuke ngizosebenza la, nje ngiyaqinisela ukuhlala la kulele kwelasemzansi ngoba angina another option.
Hey, kulobuzima mfowethu, manje-ke kuphele kanjani, njalo usebenza umsebenzi onjani baba?
Ngisesikolweni kahle kahle okuthiwa yinotif high school, yilapho engisebenza khona. Ngisebenza as a second instant manager lapho, kodwa ngisebenzisa izandla zami lezi, yize zangenza ukuthi ngingene lapha nengqondo engaqinanga ukuthi I can weld nokukhuluma nomlungu. Umlungu ngathi ngicela ungenzele into esososo, ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngiyenze leyo. So yiyo le nto yangenza ukuthi ngingene lapha ngize ngifike kulesi stage.
Kunzima kanganani kwalabo masuku?
Ubunzima ohlangana nabo, weli bengakhuluma behind my back noma bethini, bangibize ngamagama, kodwa-ke angilandeli kakhulu because mina ngingakho lapho, ngiyazi ukuthi ngifuna ukuphila kuphele, yikho engingakho lapho.
So singathi-ke nxa usukhangele sibili ukusebenza khonapho, kuyakubisela imadlana kumbe uthwele nzima sibili?
Imali khona yona, because imali enginayo ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngibhadale lokho engiyabe ngifuna ukubhadala, like ama-funeral cover, ama-policy lawo, nokuthi nami ngidlale ama-stokvel namanye amadoda, nami ngikwazi ukuthi inkomo zami ezisekhaya umuntu ekwazi ukuzikhangela. So ngathi ngiyakwazi ukuphila ngale mali abanginikeza yona, because it's nearly ngoma 9,000. So ngathi khona kuyaphileka, noma nanxa incane kodwa kuyaphileka.
Ye, so abantwana bathini njalo, ubabona nini sokutheni kumbe ulamaphepha lawo eZimbabwe exemption permit, uminjani kona?
Yebo, ngisebenzisa yona i-permit noma i-SARS, ngiyayibhadala yonke intela, ngiyayibhadala. Kodwa-ke kuba buhlungu kakhulu uma sevuze ngibona iy'ngane zami ma ngasazifonelanga ngala ama-video calls, akusekho okunye ukuthi uzibone, ngoba even na last le holiday bekhona angizange akwazi ukuthi ngiye ekhaya ngendlela yokuthi you never know, uzothi ma uhambile lena uyehluleka ukubuya futhi, uyabona. So yile nto yangigcina ukuthi ngiyenza ukuthi ngiyehluleka nami ukuthi ngiyobona ifamily ekhaya. Kodwa njalo nje iminyaka yonke nginokuhamba phakathi nonyaka nangoDisemba, yilapho engithola khona isikhathi.
Umnumzana Joe Busani Masuku ngodabuka eZimbabwe kodwa osehlala kwele South Africa. Limuzwe ixoxa lapho lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Inhlanganiso yentuthuko eyecholocho, indosakusa Cholocho Community Development Trust, ithi uhamba kuhle kakhulu umkhankaso wayo ukuthuthukisa ezempilakahle ezibhedlela lakumaklinika kanye lokufundisa izakamizi amakhono emisebenzi. Uthuso Kumalo uxoxa lamalunga ale inhlanganiso, iningi labo asebesebenzela kwele South Africa.
Ngobona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso ye-Indosakusa Cholocho Development Trust, uMnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthe Studio 7 ukuthi uhlelo lwabo lolu lokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle ezibhedlela emaklinika balusungule ngemva kokubona ukuthi kuningi okusilelayo okudingwa izigulane. Uthi ngemva kokuthola uluhlu lwezinto ezisilela esibhedlela seCholocho District Hospital, basebenzisane nenhlanganiso yemingcwabo eNtulula Burial Society bathenga ama wheelchair lama crashes okusetshenziswa izigulane ezokunzima ohamba. Udabusikho kwakuqala ukupha uncedo kulesi sibedlela njengoba phambilini bephe ama IV, ama blood pressure machines, ama curtains kanye lokupenda indlu yabomama asebebelethileyo.
Asincedisanga kuphela iTsholotsho Hospital, kuphela nje ukuthi yiyo i-main lapho esifocuse khona, kodwa sesike sancedisa la kwezinye indawo ezifana labo Thefunye, ezifana la khona ngale Madlamombe Clinic, la kubo Phumula Hospital sesike safika khona. So sikhangelele ukuthi umsebenzi wokuncedisa ezempila kahle uye phambili.
Okokela esibhedlela seTsholotsho uDokotela Mbonisi Nyathi uthi izifo abazithwele umhlanganiso ye-Indosakusa zizasiza kakhulu izigulane. Uthi isibhedlela lesi sinakakela abantu abafika izinkulungwane ezilikhulu lamashumi amathathu 130,000. Uthi okubathokozisayo ukuthi akusikho kwakuqala inhlanganiso le ibapha izipho, njalo bathemba akuzukuba ngokugcina. Isakhamuzi seTsholotsho umnumzana Zibusiso Sibanda odabuka eLuchu eseGimila uward 6 onguye njalo umsunguli wenhlanganiso yeTsholotsho Youth Hub utshaye umpululu ngoxhaso abaluthola esibhedlela.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu eluncedo kithi njengomphakathi, ikakhulu thina abantu abatsha. Kuba lula ke kathesi ukuthi isibhedlela laphana senelisa ukunceda lokusiza abantu abaza bedinga usizo lwama-crashes, lama-wheelchairs.
Kodwa umnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthi akupheleli lapho. Uthi ngemva kokubona ukuthi iningi lezakhamizi kazisebenzi, kukanti intsha iphetha ngokubalekela kwele South Africa uyadinga umsebenzi, sebeqale ukwakha isikolo samakhono emsebenzini.
Ikholeji yethu iyikholeji ekhangelele ukufundisa abantu imisebenzi yezandla, ikakhulu imisebenzi enjengokulima, yokuthunga, yokufaka amasola, i-beekeeping or ngithi ukugcina inyosi. Yiyo ama-skills lawo esikhangelele ukuthi abantu bewafunde ngekholeji yethu. Ngikhuluma nje manje ikholeji yethu isesemaduzane lokuthi iqalise ukuthi isebenze. Sisaqedisa nje ukuthenga i-material ye-irrigation because sifuna ukuqala nge-irrigation scheme laphana. Sibe silokhu esi-expanda siyenza okunye lokunye.
Isakhamizi semathethaneni eTsholotsho uNkosazana Sithembiso Ndlovu uthi uhlelo lwamakhono empilo lolu kufanele lukhange intsha yonke eTsholotsho ukuthi ibe yingxenye ye-Indosakusa.
Le nto iyimpumelelo kubani nobani, nami engisakhula yize sengikhulile, laba abeza emva kwami nabantwana bami, ukuthi impilo zabo zithuthuke, zithuthukiswa yithi thina singabazali babo. Abantwana bethu esibazeleyo nabantwana babo abazobazala bazothola ikusasa labo ngayo le Indosakusa engayijoyinayo.
Umnumzana Wiseman Ndlovu uthi okwamanje inhlanganiso yakhe idinga uxhaso lwemali lempahla ezingasetshenziswa ezibhedlela ngoba kusasekuningi okudingakalayo. Melesizo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, inguThuso Khumalo.
Ku-Live Talk namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sikhangela ukuhlala kwemithethandaba yokubhalisa abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka, ama-nomination codes ezabelweni zonke zelizwe. Bonike isikhathi sethu kasavuma ukuba siqhubekele phambili silokhe sisonke kulolu hlelo, kodwa ke sike ngaka kanye singakayehlukani wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Bekuyisiphithiphithi emthethwandaba yokubhalisa labo abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka bemele amabandla abo ezombusazwe kuma-nominations codes ahlaleke ezabelweni zonke zelizwe. Silubheka-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakare.